Our colleague spoke of the increasing amounts of child poverty. For 30 years, we have been fighting against child the increased poverty among children. The pandemic has made it so that the most vulnerable sectors are most affected. All of us are affected by the pandemic, but not all in equal measure. Those more vulnerable are harder hit. Poverty has increased the world over. Latin America and the countries surrounding us have seen increases in these numbers in 2020. Poverty in Uruguay did increase by 100,000 of those living in poverty, including child poverty. But in 2021, there was a drop in these numbers. We still have not gone back to our pre-pandemic numbers. Things are deteriorating as regards, or we have seen this number drop, but still 2022, with the ongoing recovery from COVID, we will be able to make progress. However, this is a outstanding matter for the country, childhood poverty. As regards the eradication of child labor, I could offer some thoughts. Most of this would fall under the heading of the National Institute for Children and Adolescents, but the training is being offered in the tripartite bodies to address the issue of labor health and safety. There is a regulation on this. They established binational measures in the border with Brazil, working with Brazil in order to have a constant flow of information between the two countries in order to combat child labor on both sides of the border. There's been training offered to those who, because of their position, are in touch with the situation. One more thing. In 2020, we had tripartite meetings over some 14 months. I think that's very important to note as well. I would just like to add something to the issue of child poverty. The Institute for Children and Adolescents has offered new supports for families. It's an economic subsidy